We welcome you back to Dickie Stevens Park here on the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation with Dalton Pence, Rough Riders starting pitcher. We'll start with this. A couple starts for you here in AA so far. What do you feel like is working so far for you in these last couple starts?
Just being able to get ahead of batters, attacking the zone early, getting them to expand a little bit later in the counts. And when I did fall behind, I was able to throw some good quality pitches to get them to get quick outs. JB behind the plate calling a good game for me. Realizing what's working and what's not, those certain type of moments. So he's been good back there calling pitches at the right time.
What's your relationship like with a catcher like Julian and making sure you guys are on the same page?
It's really important. I had JB last year in Hub City for a short stint before he got pulled up to AA. But it's a good conversation. We meet before the games and after the games, just kind of go over what we thought, different situations in between innings. So it's very, very good communication between us and a good conversation.
This year, more than last year, coming into the season knowing you'd be a starter, what was that like in spring training and building up towards this season?
Oh, it was good. Definitely had a more consistent routine as going into it as a starter, but just being able to be consistent and figure out what routine works for me for like day after side, that kind of thing, leading up to the games. So it's been really good and a good learning experience so far this year.
Is there something that you tried that maybe didn't work and you transitioned to something else?
Yeah, just trying to not overdo it the days before the outing. Just kind of taking it easy, knowing what my body needs to be ready for the game day.
Last year when you were making the transition from reliever to starter, especially coming from low A to high A, what was that process like?
Just getting in a consistent routine. I was still coming out of the bullpen, but having some of my starts on the weekend up until August when I finally transitioned into the starting role. But just kind of talking to Tommy and JB and the strength coordinators and figuring out what we needed to do to keep my body in the best shape possible for the outings.
When the Rangers approached you and talked about that, what was that like and what were some of your first thoughts?
I thought it was awesome. Awesome opportunity for me. Get out, see how long we can go in getting into the games. That's the main thing I see as a starter is just covering innings and getting deep into the ball games and putting up zeros on the board. So I thought it was an awesome opportunity.
Something that a lot of people within this organization have talked about with you specifically is your ability to game plan, your ability to attack hitters. As a starter, how has that process changed? Obviously, as a reliever, you're not sitting down and going through all the hitters with the catcher at the beginning of the game.
Just realizing how you want to attack each guy. We do a phenomenal job, me, JB, Tommy, sitting down before the game and just kind of game planning about how we want to attack each hitter. And then also going into games, and if it doesn't work, we're reading the situation and talking in between innings, in between ABs, just kind of figuring out like how we want to attack that guy. If he's jumping the fastball, okay, do we want to go curveball first? How do we want to play off of it? That kind of thing. So it's very interesting to me to play that mind game and kind of the back and forth game with the hitters throughout the game. So I really enjoy it.
We're joined by Dalton Pence here. Now your arsenal, fastball, cutter, curveball, splitter. Kind of take me through that and how that's evolved over the years.
Yeah, so basically in college, came out of the bullpen like you had said earlier, but it was mainly just fastball. And then I threw some sliders and some changeups, but they weren't too good. So, and then got drafted by the Rangers in 24, and then basically they told me, hey, we're going to basically build your arsenal from ground zero. So last year, going into spring training, I knew that they wanted to work on a cutter and a splitter. And so basically all last year was working on those. And then halfway through the year, they approached me and asked me if I'd ever thrown a curveball before. Said yes, but it wasn't too good. And so just started adding that to the arsenal and trying to use it as a pitch that can get ahead of hitters and might not be the best wipeout curveball, but it works for me, I guess. So
when you only have so many bullets to throw in sides and working up towards getting into starts, how do you kind of go about adding three pitches in one season and trying to work all those in consistently?
I mean, just catch play daily, trying to throw them when I'm out there at 90 feet, 120, just kind of get the feel for them, see what consistent shape we can get out of them, and then just throwing them off the mound whenever, whether it's touch and feel, it's just 5-6 pitches here and there leading up to the start, and then just trusting them during the game. Can't just not throw them. So
that's Dalton Pence, Rough Riders starting pitcher, for part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. You can hear part two on the Cacique pregame show tomorrow. Starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott & White Health are next on the InTouch Credit Union Riders Baseball Network.